time for Rabbi Brian's podcast show. Out of the box, here we go.
Hey, it's Rabbi Brian. Glad you're listening to this here old podcast. Tell your friends about it. Why not? Today's topic, jealousy, envy. Actually, very, very similar. The word jealousy has its root in the word zeal, which you can kind of hear, especially if you know Spanish, celos, zeal. There's zeal. There's some excitement in jealousy. All jealousy, first and foremost, comes from a lack. We wouldn't be jealous if we didn't have a lack. If you were content, you wouldn't have jealousy. You ain't content, you have jealousy. Let's learn a bit about it. Aristotle said about jealousy, he said there's jealousy and then there's envy. Jealousy will lead people to strive for greater things. Oh, you see, they have a really cool car. You're jealous. You're going to figure out how to get a really cool car. Envy, he says, on the other hand, envy is, oh, you see, they have a really cool chariot. I'm going to take the wheels. Envy is where you won't let them have something because you're so upset about it. There's another thing where people get confused about jealousy is where they think that the more they love someone, the more jealous they ought to be of that person's relations. I'm jealous that they spend time with anyone else. And the more jealous they are, and this tends to be with adolescents a lot, the more jealous they are, the more they think it's love. That ain't love, that's jealousy. And that's not even the good kind of jealousy. All right, here's the best thing for jealousy. Why I bring it up. There's a spiritual religious exercise in this. Moral indignation is often jealousy with a halo, H.G. Wells said. I think he's right. Moral indignation is often jealousy with a halo. That's awesome. Let's think about that. Moral indignation.
Well, those kids shouldn't be going out and doing blah, 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 blah.
Moral indignation, right? Thinking, getting on your high horse. The idea is that moral indignation is really because deep down, you're jealous of something they're doing. Maybe those kids feel free, and you don't feel free. So you get your panties up in a bun. You get all, you know, tweaked.
So you go, morally, that's just wrong.
It's not. So here's what I want you to do. I want you, spiritual religious exercise, think about something where you get morally righteous. And my question for you is there a way of flipping that thing upside down, looking at it, and see that perhaps you're just jealous? Perhaps there's just some envy of what those people who you are morally superior to are doing. With love, I'm Rabbi Brian.